Welcome everybody, Shir number 1502. We're learning today Lulu Nishmas Moshe Doyuk Ben Rabbi and Zisa Lulu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuah Shleima Rav Yeshua Levi Ben Brindle, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of Adab Adab, what one could speak about on Shabbos, what one can't. We started going through the Shulchan Aruch last time. We started a little bit the Sefer Yitzhak halachas, going into Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Zion. Right, we said it was Sif Vav in Simon Shin Zayin. And we started the Mishnah Berurah. Just real quickly to chazer over what we have so far. We're dealing with Cheshbonis, making calculations on Shabbos, what, when, and where. So Lamaisa, to make a long story short, we said if somebody has calculations to make with workers or anybody, whatever the case might be, one has to be careful not to do it on Shabbos if it's in the fact in time that it's still in their pocket. In other words, they're not finished. Like, let's say, for example, a person has a babysitter, right? So the babysitter is their Shabbos, right? The babysitter is their Shabbos, and they're babysitting in a case in time that they're allowed to babysit it. Let's say they do it for 3 days, a 3 day lump sum, because it's the fact that it's Char Shabbos, one is not allowed to work and get paid for doing something strictly only on Shabbos. Even if they did everything okay, a babysitter, what's wrong? You're allowed to be a babysitter, right? Nothing wrong with watching a child on Shabbos, but you can't get paid for it. You're not allowed to get paid for it unless it's all inclusive in a lump sum, right? For the 3 days, I give you $100. Something like that. We've spoken about this in the past. It's called the Havlah, right? But it has to be spoken out like that beforehand. Like, you know, you babysit for me Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, you get a total of $100 for the 3 days. So that's basically how it works. But again, I don't want to get too much into those halachas we've spoken about. We have a whole series of shirim on Schar Shabbos and how the Isurim of Schar Shabbos work. But let's say, getting back to our subject, the babysitter is there, fine, they're working the 3 days, whatever the case might be, and you start to make a cheshbon, right? You make a cheshbon with them. You know, listen, oh, you know what? You worked the 3 days this week and 3 days last week and 3 days the week before. So let's see, I owe you, let's say, $300, and you know what? I already gave you $150. That means I still owe you $150. You start making those cheshbonos and you're talking it out. That is what we're talking about. You're not allowed to do. So that's just give an example. Now, just real quickly to read from the Mishnah Berurah again and chazer it over inside. It says in Sifkat and Chof Hei, for then the person knows how much they will be giving the worker, right? They're not giving it on Shabbos. We're not paying. It's not a question of paying. It's a question of making just the calculation with one's mouth, obviously. You're not writing, obviously, no calculators. You're talking it out. For then, they need to know how much they have to give, and therefore, these necessary calculations, which are necessary because you have to figure it out how much you pay the person on Sunday or Monday, right, would be forbidden on account of the Isser of Vidaber Dover. It's a weekday matter of speaking in the Isser of Vidaber Dover, like we have been talking about. That was the first Mishnah Berurah. Then the other Mishnah Berurah that we went through real quickly in Chavav, he says, and then we ended off actually the share last time, even if afterwards it becomes clear. Good, you make a cheshbon, right? You figure out, you say, well, I owe you $300, I gave you $150, you know what, then I gave you another $150, you know what, it comes out to zero. Even afterwards it becomes clear from the reckoning, from the calculations, that the person does not owe the worker, they don't owe the babysitter, for a case, in our example of the babysitter, comes out, you know what, I figured it out, and I don't owe this babysitter anything, right? Even if afterwards it becomes clear from the calculations that the person doesn't owe the worker anything, there's still an Isser of Vidaber Dover, right? Why? Because since there's nothing involved over here, because since it was not known to the person initially that they needed to pay needed to pay the worker before they did the calculation. Once they did the calculations, they figured it out. So that would be Isser. But then he goes on to say, the Mishnah Berurah. So that's pretty much where we left off last time. Goes on the Mishnah Berurah to say, "V'im hacheshbonis aweilu." Now, let's say you have the babysitter, you don't have the babysitter. You just stop schmoozing, you stop talking. "V'im hacheshbonis aweilu yesh behem tzorech lachaveray." Right? No, I'm sorry, I mean the wrong thing. Where was it? Right. The cat. Right. Avol im gam metchila hayyadeh she'ein magia lehem imenu klum hacheshbonis shama v'chach v'shari. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Chavav, that if in the beginning, right, when you started talking about these cheshbonis, you knew it was nothing. There was nothing, you know, she'ein magia lehem klum. There's nothing, no cheshbon to talk about. You're just schmoozing about, yeah, well, I paid $100 $100 last time. I paid $100 the other time. Altogether was $300. But you know, there's no issue over here. You know that it was zero. You knew from the beginning it was zero, and it was zero, and you know it's coming out to be zero. Aval im gam etchila. That would be okay. So that's an interesting thing that he's saying. However, if the person knows from beforehand that he does not owe anything, even after the calculations, they know that they already figured it out before Shabbos, right? Then there's no iser, and that would be allowed. But if the person does know, even though it's going to come out to zero, right? I figure out with the babysitter, I paid 100, and then I paid another 100, and the third week I also paid 100. Let's figure it all out. Oh, it comes out to zero, and yet you didn't know that beforehand, right? You're doing it al tzechedben, so that would not be allowed to be done. But if you did know beforehand, and just I'm schmoozing about it, I know it was zero. I'm just stating a fact. I paid him $100 that week, paid him $100 the other week, right? So that would be, in that case, would be okay, because again, it's cheshbonis shel mabakach. That's an important thing that's the lotion that we're going to try and use. But the Mishnah Berurah finishes off, im cheshbonis aweinu yesh behen tzorich lachaveira. But if it's, let's say, it's for your friend, right? For your friend's tzorich, that would talk about also. Let's say you're trying to figure it out for your friend or something like that. So that's what he says. However, if the person knows beforehand, right? So then he says, if the calculations are are of value, right, for the person's friend, then it would still be also to make those calculations for the other person's benefit. Even though you'll say, for myself, I'm not doing it. It's the other guy's babysitter, whatever the case might be. Right? Is that also a problem of talking about those calculations on Shabbos? The answer is yes. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us at the end of Sif Kotten Chavav Imachesh Bonus. Weilu Yesh Ben Sarech Lachaveir Vachesh Vachesh Bonus. So Weilu, the Tzarkai would be Asr. So that's another important thing to keep in mind in these all important Surim of Isser of Vedaber Dover. I'm just looking in the Dirish, he says, Vachain Lemel Lachaveiroi. Right, okay, that's a separate thing, but we'll keep it at that for now. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. As lachem b'rocha kol tov.